LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. It's the start of a new year, and this is a time of new opportunities for existing companies and new companies. And I tend not to do resolutions, I do more reflections. And a key reflection has been that in 2023, what worked well for me was personalized communication. So in 2024, I'm going to be concentrating on my PPC marketing. And by that, I mean perfecting personalized communications. Yes, it's a bit cheesy, but I really do think that in this digital environment, it's becoming increasingly difficult to start conversations. There's so much noise out there, and it's a question of getting attention. How am I going to be getting attention in the year ahead? And one of those ways is with that personalized marketing. Would love to know what plans you have for the coming year, and look forward to hearing from you. LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. It's the middle of January, and all laziness now should be chucked in the bin along with old Christmas wrapping paper, and it's time to be getting on with stuff. In fact, 2024, in my view, should really have been planned in 2023. The key three areas for me in January are going to be looking at my DMs, my determined marketing, my direct marketing. How am I going to get to more people quickly, but on a personalized level? So that's certainly going to be meeting more people, which have already begun, but also messaging to start those conversations. I'm also going to be concentrating on my company page. I've got over 1,000 followers, and I can interact with those followers. I can message them. So I'm going to start doing more of that and adding content on my company page and messaging other company pages. What are your plans for January, and have you got a plan for the rest of the year? Would like to hear. LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. It's the 2nd of February, and January feels like it just evaporated and that Christmas was about 2 years ago. So it's time to make sure that February is really a time when things get done, and especially that's important given the news that LinkedIn are going to be moving the About section to the top of the profile. Creator mode is changing. They're reintroducing the follow or connect option. The hashtags in the top box are going to be removed. And I think the emphasis is going to be on what your profile actually says. So for me, it's about getting my keywords into my About section, making sure the top three lines are the important ones, and also making sure that I give a clear message as to what I deliver. And also going to be concentrating on my company page more. How about you? LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. It's early February, and January feels like it didn't happen, it just evaporated. And if January was a dry January, and I don't mean stopping drinking, I mean dry in terms of business, then February, I think, is a time to be concentrating more on key areas of your LinkedIn profile. One of those has to be the About section, with the announcement recently that the About section is going to be moving up the profile and having more prominence. Then I think we have to concentrate on our keywords in there. The first three lines have to capture attention, curiosity to connection to conversation to conversion. Then we have to think about what we're saying in there. Other key things to think about are that your hashtags in your top box are going to be going as well. Creator mode, I think, is going to disappear. The follow connect option is now back on the card. So there's a lot to be thinking about, but the About section is one of them. LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. With the changes that are about to happen to creator mode, your About section of your profile is going to be lifted up to the top of your profile. So it's going to be really, really prominent. Right now, it's kind of like the southern hemisphere almost. It's almost below the fold. So it's going to be right above the fold and right at the top. So I think it's even more important now to get this section right. And for me, I think it's about telling people what you're looking for. I've now got a section called What I Am Looking For, and making it clear who I want to work with. I've got an About You section to ask the questions that probably make you think, oh yes, that's a problem I have. So the About You section for me is about the problems that my reader and prospect has. And I've got a very small About Me section, which tells people a bit about me. That's what I'm thinking for the new changes. LinkedIn 60 Second Seminar. Well, February has been very active on LinkedIn. So many changes already and more to come. The fact that hashtags are going is good. The move away from creator as a term and as a concept is good. A move towards the timeliness and the content matching of the soon to be introduced suggested posts shows me that it's more of an emphasis upon knowledge and advice. And I think that's very important as well. The about section is going to be moving up the profile, the providing services moving down. And we've got 100 skills now as opposed to the 50. March for me is going to be spent client side. So I'm going to be quite quiet on the profile, but I'm still going to be looking at that about section and my skills. What are you going to be doing in March? LinkedIn 60-second seminar is the middle of March 2024, and LinkedIn have added some new features to the platform. One of them is on the company page, and it's a messaging button, which I think is a good idea. It allows people to message company pages, and there are some good options for conversation starters. The downside is that they're moving the custom button where you could add a website URL into the about section. Not exactly liked by everybody. On the personal profile side, on the featured section, you can now add other elements to that featured area from your experience, recommendations, courses. Personally, I like to use a visual formatting for my recommendations because I think it's memorable. And it just looks better and looks better in that featured area. But let me know what you think about these changes. LinkedIn 60-second seminar. It's the start of April 2024, a new tax year here in the UK. So a fresh slate for many UK companies. I get asked a lot, what do you think will work in April on LinkedIn, Angus? And my answer is always the same. God knows. There's so much expertise out there and so much opinion and factoid from gurus to go-getters, insiders to influencers. It really is hard to know which piece of advice is the current one, because let's face it, none of us know how that algorithm works. Multi-image posts, will they work better? Short videos, polls? I've no idea. What I do know is that if we keep it simple and do the basics, then that will work. So better connection requests with video, maybe better follow-up, better organization in terms of how you get to contact people. What are your plans for April? LinkedIn 60-second seminars, May 2024. And in the month ahead, I'm going to be using some of the new features that LinkedIn are offering, especially on the messaging side, where you can reply to individual message, individual bits of the message within that particular message string, which I think adds a bit more personalization. I'm also going to be optimizing my LinkedIn profile for offline. I've looked at about a dozen LinkedIn trainers, social media trainers, is offline profile, and the snippet given by Google doesn't do them justice. I'm going to make sure that mine does, especially in the public profile aspect of the LinkedIn profile. Also going to be looking at my company page, but concentrating more and more on personalized marketing this month. I think it's worked so far in terms of direct mail, so it's more PPC, postman pack campaigns. How about you? What are you going to be up to?